today. So for me to ask them to come back a second time, I think it would be overwhelming. Just to let you know that Bethel is very supportive of ACTA. We have been doing what we're supposed to do on our corrective action. So tonight is pretty much to give, you know, the speaker back to you. If you have questions, please answer. We can do our best to answer. Yeah.
Thank you very much for that. Another question is, as far as the board of directors are concerned, is there a cap on how many people can actually be involved in that? That's just kind of something I was interested in.
In our bylaw, we have 5-4 members, okay? That's make up of communities, teachers, and parents. So as you can see on the earlier, you know, for our governance, we have 3 communities, 1 parent, and 1 teacher. And the most members we can have on the board would be 7 or more. So that's why it's so important that you as a parent be educated about the board of governance and for you to step up, to join, to be proactive, to be with us. We still need board members and we need parents' reflection on the board. Do I answer that question? Anyone else would like to ask a question?
Our daughter right now is currently homeschooling, and it's not just to communicate to us, but it is overwhelming a parent that the school is short staffed. Do you have a percentage of where you're at compared to where you're at, what you want to be? If you have ideal scenario of 100 teachers and you're at 75 teachers, or how you quantify it? A follow on to that is, what is the school actually doing to get to a point where they're full capacity? Because yesterday our daughter's teacher, an hour into class, and she had emergency and just can't go to school for the day. So obviously, given this part of the semester, there was still a problem with staffing. I don't know what has been happening to get it to a point where there's enough people. Because like even space, the copper issue, although their communication was nothing that was communicated in the text phone call or email, said the time of it. So we missed it because it wasn't that. That seems to be that way. 1200 is umbrella being short staff. So, and then the topic question again. What, where are you at in their full capacity? What is happening to get the school?
Mm-hmm. That's a very good question. Now, I will start with, first of all, the teacher shortage is a national issue right now. It definitely is ours. So that's kind of been nationally. We are at, what's the best word I can use for this? Minimum. Like we are at, we're covered with all of the classes. Let's just put it that way. So I have a teacher, licensed teacher in place. Now, we're talking about if I could have a normal world. Now, all of our postings are out there. So we are working very heavily on marketing these positions out there. COVID has made people's choices very hard to work in schools. And so in particular, subbing is the crazy world. So when it comes to online, when it comes to the teachers that are, if there's no subs, we're actually subbing within the school right now. I would say we're probably at 70%. And that's, I'm not talking about online school. I'm really talking about here, school in place, in the building. We're actively searching. I'm interviewing every day, every candidate that comes around. I have an interview for Chinese teacher tomorrow, and I'm gonna do one for art teacher for middle school. So we are pushing out. I actually met with Christy and I, the board chair and I met with HR company today that's gonna continually help us get out there in the market and make sure that the people are seeing our school is continually coming. This is probably the toughest year I've ever had in hiring. That's for full-time teachers. When it comes to substitutes, that honestly has been a nightmare. We contract 2 different companies out there to send us substitutes. We have between 7 to 11 teachers out every day, just life. Sometimes they're sick, sometimes their kids are sick because their kids are in public schools too or in daycares. It's like a vicious cycle. We're all subbing. I've been subbing, Mr. Yang has been subbing. We're all in the classroom trying to cover. And that's, if you are in a building, and those of you that are in a building, you get that email every morning. I need somebody for period one, period two. I can assure you I'm working day and night to get those. There hasn't been an applicant that's been assigned on Indeed or on our portal that I haven't seen. So we're really trying, it is getting better. So when I look, if I'm comparing, you know, November or December to September, it is probably 70% better as far as the candidates that are coming. COVID is really changed how many people are interested in the educational world. And in particular, again, I'm going to go back because a lot of the substitute services were retired people. They're no longer willing to risk their life for $150. That's kind of, I don't know if that answers your question.
You left it off at 3 points, like this is back to a follow-up question, but anyway, if what you're saying is, which I totally would support with that idea that someone wouldn't be willing to risk their life for $150, does that mean from a business and financial standpoint that they lost $1 million, is it giving KCPA to be able to be competitive financially? Or
no, we have upped our.
My question is, the response has been, all right, what we do is you up the compensation.
Absolutely.
You up the compensation, you can draw not just more people, but more higher quality people. But if the school has lost $1 million, then is that?
That has not impacted our day-to-day budget at all.
Okay.
So we are budgeted for daily operations regularly. So yes, we did. It's not 150, 185 right now. The companies we actually subcontract, we actually pay extra more than that. It's just one of those things. We have upped it and we're trying to get it. In fact, I know a lot of people have said if there's a public out there, people with degrees can get sub licenses, we'd be more than happy. If you know anybody said it, why wait? So no, we did not lose money and therefore we don't have teachers. That's not the case.
Parents, okay. I want to let you know that when it comes to finance, we just finished our audit, yearly audit, and we are doing very good in our finance. Okay, we don't have the money to pay teachers. However, as our school leaders say, because pandemic has caused a shortage of every field, including teachers, and it's hard to get teachers. Okay. One of the things I'd like to address with you tonight, we even have hard time finding kitchen helpers. You know, you have your kids coming every day, they need to be fed, right? Someone need to cook for them, someone need to clean the cafeteria and do all the things. We don't even have enough people. So that's why I want you as a parent to be aware of those issues and be more engaged with your school, attend meetings, brainstorming how we can fill the gap or shortage. At this point of time in our kitchen, we need 4 or 5 helpers. So they can do the job of cooking, cleaning for your students to be healthy and stay learning. So if you know anyone else that we're looking for work right now, please send it to the school. We really need help. The second thing too, the school really needs your help doing coverage for breakfast, lunch. Because the teachers teach, right? And they also need time to prepare for the next, you know, whatever you want to teach your kids. But they have all the duty besides teaching is to do lunch, breakfast, coverage. Everyone at this school has been moving around just to make sure your kids are fed, your kids are safe. So I want you parents to be aware of that. As a board chair, I have been here almost every single day. Okay. Every single day, I saw all the staff here, how hard they have been working for your kids, for your children to have a great opportunity for learning, to excel.
I did want to add one more thing in regards to kind of pay. We are compensating our teachers. So it is really not for the lack of the finances that we weren't. It's just, the state of Minnesota has issued that anybody that has a degree to get a sub-license. So again, not just our school, unfortunately, kind of the whole nation and the whole state. But money-wise, we are actually compensating our teachers for giving up their prep hours. So hopefully that says something as well.
Now, recall what you did mention about the school charter. So if you have a third, isn't there an outside contract if you have to run the cafeteria?
Yes. Are there outside contractors that can run the cafeteria? We do have them.
You need four people in the kitchen, right? Isn't it Reinhardt who does who runs your food?
It's a different company. It's a different name. I can't think of it right now. For the life of me, Blia's right here.
Avia.
Thank you. And we do have a third party vendors that are coming in and actually helping clean.
Sir, this is a shortage in every field. I do agree with you. If we have vendors, it should have responsibility to find us a staff, right? I do agree with you. However, it didn't happen like that. Okay. So we have a shortage of the teachers inside the school. We also have shortage of or help with the kitchen. Anything can happen to any other school right now.
I've written those contracts, I've signed those contracts, I've worked in that industry for years. So my report, given that I want to still, like you were saying, I want our children to be supported, I want our children to be fed, then the school could hold that company to their contract because they're contractually obligated to staff, and then the people that they get, whether they do or not, if they're obligated to get it, could alleviate some of the pressure on the teachers that I know and I am agreeing or doing that are doing jobs, multitasking and taking on responsibilities they otherwise wouldn't, to then be the people that are supporting the teachers in the past that they're intended for. I'm just saying that maybe if nothing else, this is me saying I'm an insider in that industry and I know that you can turn to them and say, this is your contractual obligation, you have to do it. And they do. Their shortage shouldn't be your emergency, is what I'm saying. Our children shouldn't be dealing with it because they can't have it.
I understand what you're saying, sir. Okay, if you're looking at a vendor's contract to the school, okay, it's all about relationship building. Okay, vendor can say, well, we cannot meet your obligation. We're not going to be able to fulfill. And if they step out, what's going to happen to our kitchen? What's going to happen to our food? Yeah, so I think that it comes to relationship. Okay, we also have to understand their perspective. They also have to understand our perspective. And we have wonderful, contractor helpers in the kitchen. They're wonderful. They work nonstop. Okay. I'd like to encourage you to stop by, visit them, have a conversation with them. Okay.
I just want to say one more thing and I'm going to let somebody else. We're not short in the lunchroom. Okay. I think what Christy's saying, if you can come and help, beautiful, because the kids would appreciate more people being there. But we do have contractors that are coming in and doing what they're supposed to in the classroom for subs. Yes, please. In the hallway, yes, please. And so those are kinds of things, but we are not short. Now, when somebody calls in sick, it isn't our job. It's actually their job to fulfill that. And that's different. When it comes to our teachers, it is our job to do so. I know there was a question here.
I am sorry, I'm going to be blunt about this, but I know the shorter the staff is not really my business. What I want to know is what's the moving forward with HPCA, and is there any policy in place to remove the superintendent? Because I know that the school has been running very well with her leadership. And so are there even policy in place that you have to remove her due to whatever that came out in the social media? What you mentioned earlier that Bethel is in good support with HEPA. Now, what are their policy, or is that just a short quick decision that they made? And what is the future of the school if you guys switch leadership? Because I have my kids attend the school for many years now. I have two older kids that attend here, and now my younger kids are attending here. And the reason why I have them here is because of the leadership role and how they value that academic in the school. And that's why I have them here for many years. My two older kids have graduated a long time ago. They're college students. They're having the career. It's all started from here. And so I want to know if there is any policy in place for you guys to remove the superintendent. And what are the policies, or is there just a quick decision that's making?
I can actually address some of the questions. So look, there are several questions you had. So give me a second. And if I forget, please remind me again. First question is there a policy in place to remove superintendent? And you asked for the Bethel's role. Bethel is an authorizer of us. As a charter school, we have to have an authorizer. Their job is to oversee our school. Their job is to give recommendations, but by law, they cannot make choices for us. They can give us recommendations. So they did. They did give us recommendations. Dr. Hain has resigned. And so she hasn't been with us for a month now, if not longer. So that was decided by Dr. Hang. So therefore, we didn't move into any other. I'm going to let board speak because Dr. Hang was my boss, not the other way around. The question two, will our school change as far as the academic life, as far as the way we ran the school? Our school will not change. And if it does change, it's going to go to better. So as far as the educational life of your students and what kids have experienced, we're only getting better. We're not going to go backwards. Those are the things that worked. So you don't fix things that don't need fixing. You add on to them. So everything that you have seen with your younger kids, and I know you've been with us for a long time, that's what you continually see. Everything that she saw when she was a student here, that's what continually is happening. In fact, we're adding more and more and more every day as far as the exposure to college and careers and things like that. What other question?
Yes, hi, can you hear me? I'm on Zoom.
The Dr. Hing resigned, but I can.
Yeah, I want parents to be clear that the board didn't rule Dr. Hing. She volunteered to decide to step in herself because of all of the news going around affecting the school. We love Dr. Han. I know Dr. Han for a long time. I've been for the parents and the board members for 7 years. And I support Dr. Han. However, when the issue came out to the news, it was too overwhelmed. Not only for the board, for the staff. It was also as well, maybe affecting the students. So Dr. Han decided that for the best of the school, for the best of the board, for the best of her staff, and her children, she decided to resign. And the board accepted her resignation effective at the end of this year.
I did want to add one thing, and I think it has to do with going forward. One of the things that we are working on, we have added a finance committee that is having some members of the board, some members of the third-party financial consultants to kind of be our additional checks and balances. We have hired, for those of you that were here last time, financial consultant company that's overseeing all of our financials and kind of making sure that everything is in place.
Anyone have another question?
Hi, I just have concerns. For breakfast and lunch. Every day my kids are telling me that they're being rushed to eat and then they only have like a certain amount of time to eat, but it's never enough time. I'm not sure what's going on or if they're coming to lunch late or lunch. Yeah, lunch.
Okay. Seventh is being rushed as well. Okay, I will definitely look into that. They shouldn't be. There is plenty of time to get through and get lunch and let me monitor and that for both of those and see what's going on, and I'll give you a call. Mm-hmm. So the question is, the parent found that the kids are going to be eating in the classrooms. No, kids are eating in the lunchroom, both for breakfast and the lunch. Okay, and that's K-12. No, you're fine.
We have some Zoom questions.
So the question is, if there are COVID cases, are there notifications that are being sent to families? And the answer is yes, we actually call everybody. So as soon as we have a positive case, or that we are informed that there could be potentially be positive case, we do have all of our lunchroom, we do have seating charts, and same on the bus, same in the classroom. So what we do is we do contact tracing for all of those kids that were in that vicinity. Now, if the kids are vaccinated, according to the CDC guidelines, unless they show symptoms, they're okay to continue coming to school unless you choose otherwise. We do have, at the last board meeting, we have approved, now we do have tests. So the kids that have either been exposed or start having symptoms, we can, with your permission, you would have to sign that, send the test home with you to make it easier on parents. So the question is about bus drivers. I would like to take that. It is federal law that they must wear masks. So that's not even our law. On the bus, there's no choice. They have to wear masks. So the fact that the bus driver is not wearing a mask, I would really like to know and make him connect with the company. Yes. Yes, it is a requirement. It's federal law for them on the buses to do so. So it's not even because we're doing it in school. I have a bus driver over there. She can tell you.
I just have to say this because I work for one of the larger school districts in the state, and I do drive a special ed bus, but the children on the bus are also required to wear them.
Yes.
And I drive by this school multiple times a day, and these kids are hanging out the windows without their masks on, okay? So as a parent, that's up to you to get that in their head that they have to wear it all the time, or this thing is never gonna go away. It's not.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a federal mandate.
They could, if there's a child, they could pick this child off the bus if they are following the protocol, and call the parents and have the parents bring the child to school if they're not doing that. So please continue communicating that to us, because that information is necessary for us to better our processes. We do have several bus companies. Yes, we do. There was an option at the beginning of the school year. There's some children that are doing distance learning. It was in the beginning, we opened it up, and we did have a limitation of how many we could based on the teachers we had. Once we met that, at that point, we didn't anymore. No. The question is, if you do have COVID shots, if you have shots, do you not have to wear a mask? No. Here in the building, you have to wear a mask, period. So most of us are vaccinated and we continually have to wear a mask. One, and the second question is, will we have mandatory clinics? By law, we cannot yet mandate anybody to get a vaccine. We are recommending strongly. We do so, and I can tell you by doing contact tracing in secondary school, 70%, if not more, of the kids are vaccinated every time we did. And I'm really saying that randomly. That's not a number you should hold me to, but most of the kids that we had to talk to this thus far have been vaccinated.
First of all, I want to thank all you guys for trying your best during this pandemic.
So I just moved here not too long ago from California. And my daughter, the oldest, is a junior. She's a junior here. Not too long ago, I have reached out to, I forgot her name, O'Daniel,
uh-huh.
Head of the career.
Yep.
Yeah. So I was calling to find out if there's any extracurricular program to help high schoolers with, you know, inspire them to continue college or have a career goal after high school whatsoever. I was pretty disappointed because she was more focused on GPA. I understand that GPA is very important and, you know, that should be really the number one thing that the student focuses on. But I feel that there's a missing in the whole, you know, extra program to inspire them to even go to college or even have a career goal, even if they don't continue with college. So I have a sister who's here, but then her son attends a different high school, a public high school. And, you know, he works with a different, like, an outsider program with high schoolers, and they kind of, let me say, they help the students with, like, for example, dance as well. Yeah, everything you guys do. When I mentioned that to her, she was like, oh, yeah, but, you know, that's not important. In which I kind of turned me down away because I was kind of disappointed why you guys were turned out way. Are you for the students or are you for yourself? You know, so maybe are you guys gonna have any programs? Are you open to having programs to help students? I mean, the very important part of it is to inspire them once they get into high school so they get an idea of where they want to be after high school. You know? Yeah.
So thank you. First of all, the feedback is extremely important, and I'm sorry you had that experience. This is actually one of the first years we have not had an after-school program yet, and that was busing. Because it was for those of you that been with us, we had certain areas where we had without bus for 4 weeks. So starting to plan after-school was not going to happen. So that's the only reason we did it. All of our sports are continually happening. Our robotics are still happening right now. So there are tons of things to still get involved, except we can't depend on the bus. I think that's the difference to have. So our student ambassador program, our robotics program, all of those things are still happening. So I'd be more than happy to sit with you and talk through and bring your daughter in and meet you. Actually, the director of counseling is sitting in the audience as one of the parents as well. So we can make sure that she gets those additional things. And I'm with you as a parent. I actually have two sons, and my older son is in the college on a scholarship for football. So I think extracurriculars are extremely important, sometimes even more important. So I hope that kind of answered, but I do want to talk to you more to make sure that she does get what she needs.
Thank you, Mrs. G. My question here is regarding the $5 million that were lost. What percent of that would have been allocated towards the school's education programs and all the other stuff? What percent of that money that it wasn't lost, if was not lost, would have been allocated or, you know, towards that kind of program for the school, for the kids and all that? And the second question is, I yet haven't heard, has there been any accountability on that part as far as the money loss? Again, $5 million is a lot of money. $5 million could do a lot for the kids here. Programs, extra help, extra teacher. So has there been any accountability that has been taken on this issue? Thank you.
Sir, I understand a lot, many of parents, you have questions or concern about the investment. Unfortunately, we are still going to litigation right now. So we would be happy to have that conversation one-to-one with you if that concern is still there. But because right now we still going through litigation. So not until that we have a report coming out
we cannot share that much detail, and I do apologize about that.
Tell us what percentage of that money that was lost could have been used for school, could have been used for students
who were not on the assignment. 100%. All of the money that's given to school is for school. All of this money, public school, is for school. Okay, everything you see, all of these 17 million, everything is for our school and going back. I shouldn't be speaking on behalf of anybody, but that money was, the thought behind this was to get the return on the new middle school. I understand that that's not how it works.
The reason why I'm asking is because we kept hearing that, you know, the school is in a better condition. We've got the set of money over here that has been lost. And that thought, you know, was, you know, we could have done without that. That was okay. So, hearing that,
well, I think this is very good concern, sir. But again, unfortunately, we are still going to litigation right now. We have an investigation going on, okay? So we are investigating what really happened about those $5 million. Do I have other parents here who just want to talk about the fine investment? I just need to have assessments because I also do have all the parents online. We are doing Zoom right now for the parents who are attending physically here. So I just want all of us to be mindful of that time as well. So do I have more parents that want to discuss about the time? So I have an assessment if I need to schedule another meeting just for us to talk about the $5 million investment. Would that work for everyone?
Yeah.
Okay. So we do have another meeting coming up. Okay. So the feedback tonight is to collect what all the concerns you have. Give us the feedback. If you want to know more on investment, let's talk next week. We still have on the, Tony, what day we have for the next meeting?
The 9th.
On the 9th, right? So we have another foreign parents meeting on the 9th, okay? So Tony's going to, and Mrs. Tio leader is going to compile everyone's question, and let's table that for the next meeting. Would it be okay with everyone? And so anyone else have all the question?
I have a suggestion about the extra help during the day with lunches and what Ms. Deep said, moving the kids from class to class. Mom. Have you ever thought about maybe putting something out to the parents that are home? Can anybody come and volunteer for a couple hours a day to help out? Because, you know, I would love to do it, but I'm in a bus for 12 hours a day. But yes. I mean, maybe put that out there. You don't have to do it every day, but maybe a couple days a week to alleviate these teachers that need a break for a half an hour, having to run from their class to a lunchroom and then back to, maybe that's a suggestion to put out to people.
Well, this is a great suggestion. This is meeting also to encourage and empower parents to come and volunteer more and leave your child school, okay? So again, we do need help. The teachers, the staff here need help. Volunteering 1 hour per week means a lot to your child or your children, okay? So just be mindful of all the people who haven't had their turn, okay? So if I can have someone else that would like to speak up.
Dr. Hang, she resigned the position and she was not voted out or taken out before she resigned. What are the possibilities that she could ever come back to hold a position in the school, whether she could be in the leadership program again or just a staff, or what do you think the possibilities would be for her to ever come back to serve? Or would that depend if she goes to court and they will ban her, or what do you guys think?
Mm-hmm. good question, parents, about Dr. Hang. Again, because Dr. Hang is this whole thing regarding the investment. Unfortunately, again, we cannot speak up. We only know that Dr. Hang resigned, the board accepted her resignation until the we don't know investigation. So we do apologize. We cannot comment on this matter with Dr. Hang. Okay. So do I have any other questions for this evening?
Okay, going forward, I know that in the past couple of years, we have parents and teachers in the schools kind of lost relationship. And between now, all these things happening around here, what can you do to make us parents to trust the school more? And what is the future for our children to be in this school? Because we love the school, we in the past we trust, but this thing happened to make us aware of something that we needed more, something like more to be trusted.
Thank you. This question came up last parent meeting as well. And I think trust is earned. Okay, trust is earned. That's just the way. I think one thing we can promise is to be transparent, to speak the truth all the time, and really involve parents. Our day-to-day operations are not going to change. The education that your children are receiving are not going to change. We're going to do better based on that one. We're going to just do better, but none of those things, Dr. Hain and Mr. Yang, who's here with us tonight, have set a beautiful foundation for this, and that will not change. That the reasoning behind Dr. Hain stepping down and changes for our building are different, but as far as the foundation for the school and what our kids are going to receive, that's never going to change. That's always going to continue being the primary factor. Last time I was extra emotional. There were some parents here that made me cry in a good way. But these kids to me are not numbers. I know that a lot of people will look at our school and say 2,500 kids. To me, they're not 2,500 kids. To me, their assignment, who was my student years ago, to me, their pools, that will never change. And when I say I really truly mean it, I will look at that child and find out what their specific needs are and how we can help them individually, and that will change. Us looking at every individual kid on what their path is and how we can help them be heart surgeons if they want to be, mechanics if that's what they want to be, or whatever else, but be successful in their life when they leave, that will not change. I think the other question is, we are hiring a chief financial officer, so a person that's gonna be involved heavily with finances. So that is another thing that's coming down the pipeline, hopefully by the end of this month. And so as far as our future, none of that's changed, okay? We're almost done with the middle school building. So the plan is we're moving in January. That means all of these classrooms here will be available for high school. None of that is changing. That's gonna continue. All of those things are gonna continue the way they were set up to begin with. And so you have to see to trust. You have to know. I know I've known you for a long time too, coming here. And all I can say is I promise you that educational life of your children will never change. And that I can promise you with my whole heart.
Let me finish, give me a few moments to just address the parents and to the parents that has been on the Zoom. So we do have parent in, and we also do live right now on Zoom to the other parents. And so if you don't mind, I'd like to give back to those parents on the Zoom if they have a few questions. And I do apologize that, you know, we are having two at the same time. To the fact that the last time we didn't get a lot of parents participating. So we thought of open both platform, parent in and on Zoom so we can address, I would say, most of your concerns. So would you mind if I have a few parents to online ask a question and then we'll come back to the here.
One of the parents online asked, can we give our children the choice to be masked or not? Other schools in Minnesota are giving students the option to. Their numbers aren't even up and infections aren't either.
I think that's, I have been asked that question several times. I'm gonna answer again. Our school is gonna continue with the mask mandate. We have zero transmissions in our school, zero. We have positive cases, but had zero. And I will say most likely it's because we're all wearing masks and we're really protecting ourselves. Two, most of the parents actually in our school are expressing that they, this is what they want. So I know that there's some parents who really think this should be a choice. In our school right now, we're gonna continue with the mask mandate.
So maybe we do have another parent online. Go ahead with a question.
There's several, I'm gonna try to get through. Here's the next question. Has ACPA found a permanent replacement for Superintendent Messier? What is ACPA's vision going forward to ensure that our kids receive top-notch quality education? ACPA's short-term and long-term goals.
I can answer that. So I am Interim Chief Academic Officer, and we will determine by the end of the school year if that will become my permanent position. And I think for that, we can talk more, kind of see the progress of this year. Two, our future, like I said, is not changing. So all of the goals that we have had for our children, our goal is to 100% of our students are successful in their life after high school, whatever that life may be. We do have authorizer goals, which are, you know, going to college at certain rates of students reading at the grade level and things like that. So those goals stay the same. They're not going to be changed. We're going to continue plugging on.
Let's give another question to the parents online. Tony?
Here's my question. What was the check and balance while Dr. Hing was still with the school? What was the accountability of the board to monitor and approve financial transactions?
This is a very, very good question and very difficult to answer. Okay. And again, we need to be transparent to you, right, parents? If everything has been perfect, then we will not have this kind of issue that is happening. It happened is to help us look again our process, change for the better. So we can have more transparency, we can have better practice, we can have balance and check. Since I took the chair position back in September 22nd, I have been working with the chair, with the board members to tackle some of the issues that Bethel's have asked the board to work on it. As the board, normal board, with typical board from ACP, we only come once a month, and you have same way for any other school district, once a month. We only review information that's presenting to us for that 1 hour to review to help. So this is all we know, okay? So how we put anything, I would say, could be better before. Unfortunately, I cannot answer that. That's, this board has been doing that for a long time. We have been meeting once a month, looking at financial statement, looking at what is presenting on the board, and motion of those, okay? So when we get that correction plan from Echo, board members, we were shocked. We thought that we did a good job. Okay. We did a good job. But apparently we did not, right? So that's why we're in trouble. So this made me realizing as a board chair, when I say I have been here almost every single day, is to correct this action. The ball, present the ball, I'm also learning to correct my action. So I put it back to you as a parent, to anyone. We all have the own own mistake and take as an opportunity to correct. This is all I can share with you, parents.
I do want to apologize in particular to Zoom participants. This is our first time doing both live, Zoom and everything. Please either send me your questions and I will directly respond to you or call you back. We are collecting all the questions right now so I can do frequently asked questions on the website so that your questions are answered as well.
So I'm gonna get back to the parents here that come this evening. Anyone have another question that we did not address?
I guess the reason I came in here tonight is because I want to show my support to Mr. Yang and Dr. Hang. My relationship with them, our friends, we grew up together since we're 10, 11 years old. I decided to involve my children to HCPA because I believe that's the best course for their education. And I did not look at this. This is a homeschool, American school, or this kind of African school. I look at this school as a part of my culture. And as Hmong, for non-Hmong people, we tend to stick together and work our way through all the situations that arise upon us. My belief is that the future is good for my two daughters. My wife, short sight, believes that we should not allow our two girls for next year and so on. I never attend these forums before because I don't feel the need to, but tonight I came in as a supporter and only look at positive towards the future of my two daughters, the future of HCPA, and the future of the Hmong community in the St. Paul area. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. I actually want to respond to that. It reminded me, Simon came to our school in 2005, and I don't remember this, I don't know if he does. And I remember him talking to me first time, and he said, "Bunamong." He was mad at me. He was not really happy. I don't remember why. I don't know if you remember that, but I remember because I taught his sister and broke my heart. It really did. I do want to tell you a little bit about myself so that you do have that perspective too. Number one, I also came to this school for the same reason. Okay, I interviewed with Mr. Yang and Dr. Hang, in particular with Mr. Yang, and he's right here, you can tell you, in the apartment building. I left Minnetonka Public Schools to come down, took 10 grand pay cut because I believed in this. So I understand. I also want to say, today I was talking to some students and I said to them, you know, when people hear my accent, and the kid said, "What accent?" I said, "Well, I have an accent. I wasn't born in America. I came to America as a refugee when I was 21 years old." And they said, "What?" I said, "I have an accent." They don't hear it because they grew up with me. They don't know. My journey has been very similar. My culture, by the way, is very similar to my culture. Everything from getting married and money and dark and all of that, all the way to our customs and blessings and spiritual world and things like that. That doesn't matter, but I knew I fit in when I first started working here because I belonged. Maybe many of you kids were born here. I wasn't. And I don't know how many of you adults actually came here as refugees, but those of you that did, that's the same journey I had. That plane, that little bag they told me not to give to anybody. My parents didn't speak any English. My in-laws don't speak any English. I still translate, you guys. 2 days from now, I have to go take my mother-in-law to a doctor. She doesn't speak English. But I'm trying to say with that, not that, you know, the book cover doesn't always tell it all. But I completely understand. I do belong because most people get to stay together as a community. That's my community too. Years ago, I was telling a friend of mine who's African American, and I said, "I don't know about the school. It's so far from my house. I have to drive." And she said, "There can be Hmong school without you." Like, I'm not Hmong, why can't it be? But that's what she associated it with. And then I did find out from the kids that if I was Hmong, I would be Ying. I don't know why, but that's, I'm a Ying. That's my last name, just an FYI.
I want to piggyback on what he said. My question is that regardless of what happened in the past, I would like to see that we do an appreciation for Dr. Yang because she's given her life to this school. She's given her emotions and everything for it. And we know that December 30th will be her last day, but we know that she will also be there to support the school regardless of what happened. So I would like to see maybe we can give an appreciation for all the things that she's done and all the things that she's given of herself, her talents and skills to the school. And I hope that the board and us teachers and our staff and us parents will support this event for her because she has just done things that many of us cannot do. And so I would like to see that for the future.
I received your email that I ordered.
I'm going to answer that question. Okay. Even though Dr. Peng has resigned, she's right now on the administrative. Okay. So it's like she has never left us yet. And so you do as a teacher, as a parent, you still have the opportunity to do the farewell to her. And we welcome parents, come forward. Let us know if you'd like to plan a farewell party, thank you party for her. We can do that. So we encourage you to come forward. So do I have any parents tonight? Can volunteers and you can put your name over there and you know we can you know schedule that.
Honestly, I have a client before. I have a client before, but I guess that is meet my criteria. I do have a background in human services. And so I have a very strong passion for advocating for especially for students. That's why I reached out to the school to find out what they have for my daughter because she has a, honestly, she didn't know what she was wanted to go to. So I asked her if she wanted to go to nursing. If we, you know, weren't quite sure, but that's why I called out. And coming from where I come from a school with very diverse because we have Hispanics, we have Hmong, we have African Americans, and we have, you know, Americans that go to the same school. And so we had someone to help the students. So coming up here, I was kind of expecting that we have something here. The culture from where I came from is much different than the culture here. Here, the American, the home working here is more Americanized. And I'm very happy that I got my kids here because my daughter learned a lot, especially coming here. So, you know, as a parent, even if I don't get hired here, I would love to volunteer. And I would like kids to, you know, don't be afraid to even ask the parents for help. Send home those papers to with the kids. Say, hey, you know, we need help in the cafeteria. You know, you don't have to come all day. Just come for a few hours just to help us here and there. You know, it's never shy away from asking parents because everybody here is here tonight because we worry about our kids' education. And we're still here because our kids are still here. So if you want to make a difference, then you got to step in. It's a two-way road. You can't expect the teacher to step in if you're not doing your job from the home. That's what I believe in. That's why I think that you're here tonight and you think you have the time, you put your time in to help your students. And you can't think you don't trust the school no more because you're still here. So whatever happens, that's the past. We do now to make it better. I was kind of disappointed with, you know, when that happens, like, you know, I'm not going to hold on. I'm just going to say, why don't I step up and put the idea in? Maybe it'll help the school. Maybe it'll help. I have elementary school kids here, too. I don't know how long they're going to be here, but I haven't taken them out. I hope for the better. My daughter was kind of worried that, you know, her reputation is still on here. When she's going to be in high school, will they laugh at her because whatever happened? I told her that the school just needs to better for students. So the better they graduate, the better the school is better. So if everybody's willing, as a parent, you step up, do your part too, you know? So as I would like you guys to send out home letters or notes just of what you guys need at school for parents to volunteer.
Well, thank you very much, your parents, for saying so well. Yes, we do need your help. On behalf of the board, I say to your parents, we need your help. We really need your help. And that's why we have those meetings. And from now on, we're going to have outgoing meetings. Would it work for you if we can have once a month meeting on your children's calendar? Would it work to answer any question you have? Okay. We're also going to put together a parent advisory council. It's going to make it up from parents. When we finish building by the end of this year, our new school, we're going to have more space in our school. We want to have a parent engagement center or room that parents can feel, share story, give each other support. Okay? So this is going to happen moving forward. We have a lot of exciting things happening in this school. And I want you as a parent to look forward, as well as the board. Okay? This is the commitment of the board that we are moving forward. This thing that happened to us, yes, it happened. But we have to learn as an opportunity. The same thing that we do change your children, say to your children, is an opportunity to change, to grow, and make things better. We're going to get better. Each day, we're getting better. And I love coming here every day. And I see all those beautiful children. Your children smiling, behave so well, is learning. When I stop by, I say hi, wave at them, they wave back to me. This is our own children. They are our future, your future. So I ask you, parents, step in, help Mrs. D, the school leaders, help your children's teacher, help all the people working here to make the school even better moving forward.
I am going to answer. There was a question on Zoom right now asking if our school is going to close. That is not true. Our school is not going to close, not this year, not next year, not ever. This school is going to continue operating like it did. Like I said at the beginning, our middle school is set to be open. It's almost done. Our furniture is coming in. So please do not worry about that. Our school is not closing. It's very, very far from that. And I do hope you bring your children here next year because I do think this is a special school.
Okay, cool. We are in the moment we talk about the Richard and the Yaw. She challenged the Bay Yoto Mong, Yelena, who are Mama, who do make home, yes, you know. Come on, don't tell me you are talking about our photo, you know. That's not a model inside, and that you're not then the people of college. Which you want to do to talk about the Yaw or not. Tony Mono, who do not report, I didn't see each other, let not to Yaw, sir. Has a thought to share the party. คุณน่ะเราจะไปดูตรงที่เจ้าก็ต้องไปสายไปรู้จักกันแล้วถ้าคุณเจ้าเนี่ยยังไม่มีสิ่งอะไรสักคนเนี่ยจะรู้ที่เจ้าเนี่ยจะเอาล่ะจู่ไปรู้จักกันแล้วนะที่อยู่หลอดลมไปจากมีหยงที่เนี่ยไปจากมีหยงที่เราไปอยู่ต่างประเทศที่ตัวเท่าเนี่ยไอ้ก็ในป้าไปจากมีหยงก็ไปจากมีหยงตัวนั้นหยงก็ไอ้คุณเจ้าเนี่ยยังห้ามที่ไปอยู่หมดจุดตัวหลอดลมนั่นแหละถ้าคุณเจ้าตั้งใจไปอยู่ชิดเส้นมา
ก็ไปรู้จักกันแล้วเนาะจมูกว่ามันแต่ป้าสิสิเลยตัดได้สิไอ้คนนี้เราไม่ได้สิไอ้เนี่ยอยู่มองฉันรอบเดียวเท่านี้พอเจ้าหนุ่มนี่แกเนี่ยจะสีหน้ากูยังหายล้มเปล่านี่ปอบรุ่นเบย์จะเจ้าที่จะนี่สาดกูจีบมองเดี๋ยวสิกูยังมองกูชงเชียดกูยังมองกูสักเท่านี้เจ้าเนี่ยว่าสีเนี่ยนี่สาวหายใจรู้จักกันเนาะอยู่หายล้มเนี่ยอยู่จุด
Monoshua
Be when you would see, be more than all to me of canoe, me of canoe. Okay. Yes, she may pay your chuka, long, go share working, lots of chicken down. Feed your chicken down, your name, no chicken down, your name, your meal, looking down. Your niche, you want, poison, or pain, niche, fear, do a look at your bow, let me call. Don't look with young one and with you want, okay? Be your bow on day. They are found. In the one question, Luna, Nichitua, Hakini, Shannon Junis, and Dollar. Yet a bit of Dollar. The name had given down, they should be a name, Dollar. The Gucci sample, they were in Dollar, they shouldn't go. The Nuno here tell me to one. Nemo Shuani Dalla, Chipia. Nay, what a cheap, Jane, Jane, a touch of Dollar for Ramana. Not me, Tishi, how to do, Mrs. D. I'm going to go back to English, okay? Maybe people perceive that Mrs. D is non-form. So I'm just going to use form and non-form, okay? And I don't want us to use in the context of prejudice, judgmental, okay? We are here in America. Okay? We need to work with every culture. And we need to appreciate the person, not because of the skin of her colors, not how she speaks, but looking through the heart. Luciano Jude, he, Mrs. T, working for 13 years. If she doesn't love mom kids and other non-mom kids, she would not be here, okay? She has a great compassion, loving. She's a great person. And we need to support her, appreciate her. If you want to have another leader that speak mom, come forward. Have a conversation with us, with Mrs. T, with us before. We meeting every month. Our meeting is open to the public. You're welcome. If you want to have something, just talk on the board. Let us know in advance. We will schedule you like this evening to have a question answer. Okay. They always say it takes a village to raise a child, right? This is a question. It's the same thing here in our school. One person cannot do all the things. I have people asking me. My husband and my son say to me, and this is about transparency. They ask me, why you keep going to the school every day, mom? Don't you have a job? What happened to all the people? And I told my son, yes, I also need to go work. However, at this time, I have so many more children that need help. I had so many staff that need help. I have parents that need help. That ask me as a board chair, I have to do my job. But I cannot do my job alone. I have to have Mrs. T. I have all the team like did before, our consultant, Bethel, we all work together. And I'm happy to do that. That's why I have been asked Mrs. T to schedule back and third meeting for you. To come forward, speak up. Okay. So I'm speaking from the bottom of my heart on behalf of the board, on behalf of the school, on behalf of the teachers that we all need your help. Can I have someone else who has not speak up when they are a little shy? Yeah. So can I have the microphone for someone who hasn't speak up yet? Anyone? Before I pass on to the Simon, you have no speaker? Okay. Yeah. The middle school? Oh, well, I'm happy. I'm glad. The middle school is very exciting. And I'm going to have Mr. Yang speak up middle school. Okay. Noblesville. Mr. Gary, would you like to speak up about middle school?
Yeah, sure. Welcome. I'm Mr. Yang, long time no see. The middle school is on schedule to be complete. Their final is on the 10th, between the 6th and the 10th of this month, of December. And hopefully, if things go well, we'll take possession on the 17th. 7th grade will transition to the new building after winter break. 6th and 8th will transition, but for now, we're going to transition 7th grade first, because where they're at right now is going to be demo and turn that into HR and business office. So we're super excited. It's going to be a brand new gym, robotic area, kind of robotic. We're trying to be one of the best robotic sites here at ECPA. We're actually one of the a site that will host for a competition. So I encourage you to maybe visit the school after the 17th. We can do a tour for the parents. Okay? Thank you.
Dear parents, I love the middle school. Okay. The board have a chance to go tour when they're still doing construction. And it's beautiful, beautiful middle school. So when we're ready, we're done. In January, well, we're gonna have a big open house. Coming will be fun too. So we need your parents to come and help us do this big planning. Would you like that? Yes. Let's showcase our beautiful school to the community. Mount College Prep is the only school, okay, thanks to Dr. Heng and Mr. Yang as founder, okay, with many other people also contributing their time and effort, co-founding with them, along with those beautiful staff, along with Mrs. G as well, okay, to build this beautiful school. So we all can be proud. This is the only small school in the nation that have K to 12. K to 12. We should be proud. That's why we need to take ownership to protect it. To do our best to make sure the school still open year after year. So in order for the school to stay open, it's not only me and Mrs. D, it's all of you parents. Your support make a big difference in school. When I'm done my term, I will be leaving. But you gonna stay because you have children. Your children are the children. So if you don't take ownership today, who's gonna take ownership? If you don't help your school, who's gonna help? So I just want to be mindful of our parents' time, okay? If you want, we can continue a bit longer, but we also have to be mindful of other parents. They have young children. They also just came out from work, okay? So those who would like to stay longer, have a conversation, please stay. Those who like to leave earlier, feel comfortable to leave. And we do have another meeting on December the 9th. And we can do Zoom as well as in person. And we want to make sure that we send those notes home that you are aware.
我也是我们来口风也是我们的你可是他的对方小吧你想找呢这个目的地的地方呢你得啥都看到你当地的对象他会给找你的当地的对象呢我你说的找呢你说的那不会去医院也好你找你不去医院的呀你可是这种地方他是的西巴你找当地的会给你用啊也往那边走
Thank you, everybody, so much for coming tonight. I know some of you want to stay and ask different questions, and please do so. For those of you that are on Zoom, we are recording all your questions. We are going to answer them and post them on the website. If you don't want to reach out to me, please do so, and I'll be more than happy to follow you. Other than that, have a wonderful night. There's tons of foods out there. Food out there. Please help yourself.
Thank you.